You feel like you know your man, but you may not know everything. Of all the women living with HIV in the U.S., about 66% are African American. And most of these women got HIV by having unprotected sex with a man. But more women are getting tested and looking out for themselves. To get a free HIV test, visit HIVtest.org/take charge or call 1-800-CDC-INFO. That's 1-800-232-4636. Take charge. Take the test. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning and welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you, but I would really encourage you to follow because I do a lot of giveaways, movie tickets, CDs, gift certificates, all types. So follow at Joy Keys or become a fan on Facebook. But this morning, I'm speaking to a wonderful, beautiful, talented actress. You might have seen her in Parenthood. You might have seen her, or well, I should say heard her in The Cleveland Show. But today we're going to be talking about a new film coming out on DVD April 3rd, Dysfunctional Friends, featuring Megan Good, Terrell Owens, and Reagan Gomez-Preston, who's on the line now. Good morning, Reagan.
Yes, hi, I'm here. How are you?
I'm good. So talk to me about this friend dysfunctional. People have dysfunctional friends all the time, and sometimes you got to get rid of your friends.
You do. You really, really do. And to be honest, I'm at the point in my life where I don't have time for any kind of dysfunction, so I don't have any dysfunctional friends currently in my life. But the film, I mean, I had such a great time shooting the film. I play Ebony in the film, and I like to say that she is the ish starter. Like,
I saw the cut where you were drinking and the girl's trying to explain that she's black. I was like, uh-oh, fight.
Yeah, she is definitely the girlfriend that you have that was all your business, wants to be in all your business, but you can't know anything about what she's doing. She's that girl.
Oh, boy.
She's that girl. And you know what? She was.
Wait, you fell out a little bit. I kind of disappeared. Try it again. So tell me about her again.
Okay, well, I play Ebony. She is what I like. Her in the pot, keeping the drama going. She's all up in everybody's business, but the minute somebody wants to find out what's going on in her life, she's the first to say, get out of my business. Like,
right.
Get out of my business. She's that girl. So I have so much fun playing her. I've never played a character like her, so it was very interesting and fun.
Let's talk a little bit about the different people in the show. Terrell, T.O., Jose Sanchez.
Yes.
So how was it working with T.O.? Did you have any scenes with him?
No, I did. I did have a couple scenes with him, and he was great. Actually, cameras from his reality show were on set, and they shot a little bit of the behind-the-scenes action. So I had a great time working with him. He really surprised a lot of people, I think. He held his own.
Very professional.
Yes, very professional. Wesley Jonathan is also in the film, and Hosea.
Tatiana Ali is also in the film.
Tatiana Ali was in the film.
Stacey Dash. I just had Lisa Ray on the other day. I just had her on last night talking about Single Ladies.
Oh, okay.
And that's a great show.
Okay.
I love that show. I love that dynamic between them. Let's talk a little bit about The Cleveland Show. You're doing the voice on The Cleveland Show, yes?
Yes, I am. I voice Roberta, who is a teenage daughter on The Cleveland Show.
And you've been doing that for a couple years now. This is the third or fourth season?
Yeah, actually, yes. Our third season is currently airing every Sunday on Fox, but we're actually recording our fourth season. We actually have the last table read for our fourth season tomorrow. So I've been doing it for 4 years.
Wow, and you have two kids. You're married. How do you balance the kids,
years,
the husband, and the work, and back-to-back all these gigs you got going on?
You know what? As I'm talking to you right now, I'm running around town getting supplies for my son's first birthday party, which is going on this weekend. You know what? I just do it. The great thing about The Cleveland Show is that it allows me to spend so much time at home. When I got the job, my daughter was 1.5. She will be 5 in May. And it's really allowed me to spend a lot of time at home with my children. And even with the films that I'm doing, like Dysfunctional Friends, I did a David E. Talbert play called What Goes Around Comes Around. I did a film with Eva Marcel and Mel Jackson called If You Really Love Me. And I've been doing films for the last few years, but, you know, they've been scattered. better throughout the year. So I've really been able to spend a lot of time at home with my children. And I've also been writing and producing.
Right, I saw that. Yes, yes. So now let me just ask you, too. I noticed that you had done shoots with King Magazine. Do you have any trepidation about maybe your kids seeing that, or do you have any regrets, or do you feel like, you know, you presented yourself well and respectable? How, what's your feedback after the fact now of doing the two King Magazine shoots?
I don't know why my children would feel like I disrespected myself any kind of way. If you're gonna do pictures like that, I mean, the time to do it is in your 20s, and everything is perfect and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, you know, the good, that's the time to do the pictures now. Now, when I, you know, and that I did those when I was in my 20s, and I mean, I remember the first time I did King, it was my first time doing any kind of adult magazine, and I was really shocked myself. The pictures turned out really, really well, and I'm always, you know, they always do great interviews. But the last time I was in King was in 2008, and it was the Obama election year. And I had just done the T.I. Whatever You Like video, and he was the guest editor for the November issue of King, and he asked me to do it. He asked me to be on the cover. I wasn't really into it at first because my daughter was one at the time, but he really convinced me to do it. But I said the only way I'll do it is if I get to write a piece on Obama and the election.
Awesome.
So, you know, I was able to, you know, do the shoot and do an interview, but also write my own article on the importance of that election. So that was kind of cool. And you know what's very interesting is when people bring up, you know, will you show your kids these pictures of you in a bikini or whatever, I was online and I saw a picture of Maya Angelou when Maya Angelou was young, in her 20s.
Yes, guys would have broken their neck over Maya Angelou. Yes.
Yes, and she was in some kind of bikini mm-hmm. or something, and she was sexy. Now, in my mind, I'm like, does that take away her brilliance?
No, not at all.
So,
let's talk real quick about the election. Elections are coming up. The importance of people voting. We just recently had the Trayvon Martin situation going on. Talk to me. Are you familiar with that situation? I think that it's important for people to get out and vote and be registered, but there's some people who don't want to vote.
Right.
You know, they don't think it's necessary.
Well, you know what? This time that we live in, all that voting doesn't matter and all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm not even trying to hear. There's no excuse. The time we live in, the stakes are so high. The Trayvon Martin is. I mean, that's a totally different case. But about the election, I mean,
in terms of people needing to vote and get laws changed and implemented properly and get
the right office. Absolutely. I mean, the Trayvon Martin case is just so, it's really disgraceful. It's really disgraceful. And I've been very active about it and on Twitter and, you know, my picture, my Abby on my Twitter is me wearing a hoodie, and it's just absolutely disgraceful. The way that the Stanford Police Department continuously insults our intelligence, it just really baffles me. It baffles me. And as much attention as this case is getting, you would think that the Stanford Police Department would be putting on their best face.
Because they think it's going to get swept under. And you know, you have a history with the police department. I believe that your mom was one of the first women assigned to street patrol. Is that correct?
Right.
And she had an issue with the police department in Detroit.
My mom had her own issues with the Detroit Police Department. She was one of the first women officers in Detroit back in the day. And she sued the city of Detroit and the Detroit Police Department for sexual harassment, and this was in the 80s. So trust me, I know how dirty police departments can be and how cover-ups can be. And I also know that if there are any good cops on the Sanford Police Department that possibly wanted to do the right thing, There's like a code. There's a code among cops that you don't rat cops out, that you kind of go along with protocol on what you're told to higher up. And if you do step out on faith or do your own thing or tell the truth when everyone else is not doing that, it could be very dangerous. Yeah. It could be very dangerous for you and your family. So I definitely know how corrupt police departments get down. I definitely know that. But as far as the election goes, like you said, you know, people may not have known about, you know, the general elections that happen in your city, in your state. You know, you definitely have to show up. And it's not just about the presidential elections. It's about the midterm elections as well, because these are the people that set the law.
That's why I'm saying that, because why I try to bring up the Trayvon Martin thing and voting, and that voting locally is the power. That's where your power is. The mayor, local council person, you know, your state rep, your state, all those people. And people don't come out, but they need to.
And you see, they don't. But people weren't as educated, I think, as they are now, with people being on Twitter and on Facebook and on all these social sites. People, you know, you can look up information, and there are people that are talking about politics all the time on my timeline, and I'm one of those people. Mm-hmm. You know, so you really have to educate yourself. And as far as, I mean, even when we look at the last midterm elections in 2010, with the Republicans taking over the House, I mean, you see what they're trying to do. They're trying to take away contraception for women, and it's like, wait,
oh, well, better than that, they're trying to make it difficult for people to vote. You know, they're doing the voter ID. You have to have a government-issued voter ID.
Absolutely.
It's so difficult for senior citizens, maybe young people just turning 18.
Absolutely.
They're going to be out of the loop, and they're not going to be able to vote just because they didn't get their paperwork in time. Maybe they don't have their birth certificate.
It's a scam, and they are doing it in broad daylight. So I'm hoping, because there are a bunch of states where they're restricting the voting laws, and a lot of people are not going to be able to vote. You need to get a state-issued ID, and you've never really had to use that before. I mean, it's a total scam, but I'm hoping that in those cities where you know it's happening, that people are going to come together and make sure they do everything that they need to do and show up anyway, you are not forgetting. Exactly. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting.
I appreciate all your support and trying to get people to vote. Keep it up on your timeline. So DVD, Dysfunctional Friends, is coming out April 3rd. And I just want to mention, too, that Persia White won an award for Best Actress in the 2011 American
Festival
of this film. So you guys want to pick up a copy. I'll be giving away a copy of Dysfunctional Friends. So you want to follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter. Become a fan on Facebook. What's your hook on Twitter? Tell me, Reagan Gomez?
My Twitter is Reagan Gomez, R-E-A-G-A-N-G-O-M-E-Z. Follow your girl.
And also check her out on The Cleveland Show on Sundays. What time does The Cleveland Show?
You listen, but I believe it's either 7:30 or 8. They keep changing the time, but it's
every
Sunday. Sunday.
Check her out. Thank you so much, Reagan, for coming on at the short last-minute interview we hooked up here. But I wish that's with the film and your upcoming projects, and also your writing and your producing that you'll be doing.
I definitely am. Absolutely. So I have a lot coming up. Definitely. Hopefully I'll have a long career. So you'll see a lot.
I think you will. And happy birthday to your son. Good luck with the party.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
You feel like you know your man, but you may not know everything. Of all the women living with HIV in the U.S., about 66% are African American. And most of these women got HIV by having unprotected sex with a man. But more women are getting tested and looking out for themselves. To get a free HIV test, visit hivtest.org/takecharge or call 1-800-CDC-INFO. That's 1-800-232-4636. Take charge. Take the test. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.